Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When you mention the mother, or when me and you remember our mother, the first thing that comes to our mind is the love and the kindness. And if you ask for one word, it will be mercy. Mothers and mercy, it's like engulfed in each other. The mother's mercy is so dominant in her character that even if you are in your 40s or in your 50s, in your 30s, she's still worried about you. She wants to make sure that you ate and you're dressed properly and you're peaceful. This is the mother. This is the normal mother. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةْ رَحْمَةٍ قَسَمَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةٍ بَيْنَ جَمِيعِ الْخَلَائِقِ فِيهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ وَيَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا تَعْطِفِ الْوَحْشِ عَلَى أَوْلَادِهَا وَأَخَّرَ 99 رَحْمَةٍ يَرْحَمْ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have 100 levels, degrees of rahmah. He put only one on earth, and with this rahmah on earth, all human beings, all animals, all creation use this one rahmah to deal with one another. Even the beast taking care of their child, they use that one rahmah. And Allah Azza wa Jal left 99 rahmah, 99 degrees of mercy till the day of judgment, so he can use to determine his servant's faith. Now, the question: if somebody comes and tell you, your mother will be the one deciding your destiny on the day of judgment, she will be the one deciding if you're going to Jannah or you're going to Nar, instantly you will feel the Jannah is in my pocket. Impossible. A mother will throw her son in the hellfire. Right? So, after hearing this hadith, we derive from this hadith that my mother's mercy and your mother's mercy and every human being's mother's mercy till the day of judgment, all these mother's mercy combined is a portion of one mercy that Allah put on earth, and he left 99 till the day of judgment. So the question is, who would you choose to decide your faith? Allah or your mother? Her mercy is a portion. One mercy to all mankind and jinn kind and animals and insects, one mercy. And my mother's mercy and your mother's mercy is part of this one mercy. And Allah left 99 mercy till the day of judgment. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely, one of the tabi'een, his name is Hamad bin Salama. He He said, والله لو خيرت يوم القيامة أن يحاسبني الله أو أمي لاخترت الله لأنه أرحم بي من أمي وأبي. حماد said, if I was given the option to choose who's gonna hold me accountable on the day of judgment, Allah or my mother, I will definitely, without any doubt, choose Allah because He's more merciful on me than my mother and my father. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has many, many attributes and many names, right? Listen to the names that Allah chose when He is telling us about scenes from the Day of Judgment. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ لِلرَّحْمَنِ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ. الله أكبر. On the scenes of the Day of Judgment, Allah used Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful, on that day. Allah has many names. Could have used Al-Jabbar, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Qawi, the All-Powerful, the Almighty. He chose, with the scenes of the Day of Judgment, the name Al-Rahman. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, he said, I know the first man who will enter Jannah, which is himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the last person who will come out from the hellfire and enter Jannah. He will be brought forth, and the command will be given. Show him his minor sins and hide his major sins. This is the last person who's destined to Jannah. يعني a Muslim that have sinned and went to Jahannam and being punished. And now he is the last person who will enter Jannah. He will be brought and the command will come. Show him all his minor sins and hide the major sins. Then he will be told, you have done so and so on such and such day. And the person, his head is down and acknowledging all his sins. He is admitting, he cannot, on that day you cannot deny, La Allah, I did not do anything, bring me, no. And, I'm continuing the hadith, and he is very fearful because he's only seeing the minor and he's wondering, if this is the minor, what about when they start bringing the major sins? These are only minor ones. And then a command will be given. Replace every minor sin with a good deed. Replace every sayyi'ah with a hasana. So the man, he will say, when he see this karam, mercy from Allah, he will say, I have more sins, where are they? These are only small ones. Where's the major ones? He's so happy. Abu Dharr, narrating the hadith, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed until his molar teeth shone when he was narrating the hadith. You know, the man is saying, oh, that's it? There's more? In the beginning, he was so fearful. He was so scared when he saw the minor sins. Now he's asking, where's the more? Because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he transformed all his sayyi'at into hasanat. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Amr ibn al-As, we all know, the great Sahabi. As a matter of fact, not too many people know he was arch enemy of Muslims in the beginning, and he took Shahada only in the 8th year of Hijrah, very late. Before that, he was a big enemy of Islam. So when he came and decided to become a Muslim, he came with Khalid bin Walid, at the same year. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended his hand to Amr. Amr put his hand back. said, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what's going on, Ya Amr? He said, I have one condition before I extend my hand. I said, what is it? He said, Ya Rasulullah, you know what I've done? I harmed Islam and Muslims so much. Will all my sins be forgiven if I become a Muslim? I said, Ya Amr, don't you know that Islam eliminates everything before it? So Amru extended his hand and he became Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أسلم الناس وآمن عمرو بن العاص. People become Muslims, but instantly Amr ibn al-As became a mu'min, subhanallah. Look how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the hadith of the captive of war. After the battle is over, she was going around and looking for her baby. Every time she sees a baby, she flips him, she notices that it's not her baby. She goes and kept on looking and looking until she found her baby. She took him and she started breastfeeding him. From a distance, Rasulullah ﷺ and the Sahaba saw that. So Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, do you think that this woman will throw her baby in the hellfire? He said, Ya Rasulullah, do you see how frantic she was looking for the baby? She wanted just to see her baby. She was like desperate looking for him. How could she throw him in the fire? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is more merciful on you than that mother on her baby. Allah is more merciful on you than that mother on her baby. My brothers and sisters, any Muslim on earth, from the day the message started 1400 years ago till the day of judgment, any Muslim that perform a good deed, it will go on the scale of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that whomsoever teach someone something, if they do it, the person who taught him will get the ajr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us everything. Okay? So imagine, by the way, you cannot even imagine. You cannot even count the amount of hasanat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam have. Because every Muslim who said subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will get hasana. Every Muslim that prays, that fasts, that gives in charity, that goes to hajj, that goes to umrah, that read the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will get the same ajr. Can you imagine? It's beyond our imagination. طيب. ما من أحد, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ما من أحد يدخل الجنة بعمله. No one will enter the Jannah with their a'mal, with their deeds. ولا أنت يا رسول الله, not even you, with all these hasanat, يا رسول الله, not even you, not even me. إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة. The only way, even me, to enter the Jannah is with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The entrance to Jannah is with the mercy of Allah. To be situated.
Offer valid on standard browsers, US only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Situated in Jannah is by the a'mal. Entering the Jannah, this is a fadl from Allah. No matter what we do, what makes me and you deserve Jannah forever? You live 50, 60 years. To be fair, we will give you 60 years of Jannah. What makes me and you deserve Jannah forever? So that is only from the mercy of Allah. But in the Jannah, which level am I or which level are you? It depends on our a'mal. So the only way to Jannah is the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب, the question that poses itself right now is, since that's the only way to Jannah, how we can earn, what should we do to gain the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal? قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Number one, obeying Allah and obeying the Messenger. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. آل عمران. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger, you will get the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. All the rahmah in this dunya and all the rahmah in the akhirah, all the peace in this dunya and all the peace and entering the Jannah in the akhirah is by obeying Allah and His Prophet. Wallahi ya akhwan, we spoke last week about death and we keep delaying the tawbah. We keep delaying the tawbah, thinking that we're going to live forever. Wallahi ya akhwan, the only way to survive and have peace in this dunya and peace in the akhirah is by obeying Allah and His Prophet. Obeying Allah, the orders that He told us. Wallahi ya akhwan, if you think about the orders that Allah demanded from us, what are they? After the tawheed of La ilaha illallah, which is the foundation and the most important thing in our life, what are the physical actions that we should do? 5 times a day salat, 35 minutes, 40 minutes out of 24 hours. Once a year in Ramadan, you fast 30 days and if you're sick, it will drop. Once a year, you give 2.5% of your income to the poor and if you're poor, it will drop. Once in a lifetime you go to Hajj and if you're poor and you're sick, it will drop. So what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us too much that we found it, oh, obeying Allah is too hard. This deen is so complicated. Wallahi, this is all from the shaitan. All from the shaitan. He made us feel like, oh, it's all haram. It's not all haram. Think about anything and compare the haram and the halal in that thing. Businesses. How many halal businesses and how many haram businesses? Anything that is haram, the very simple formula, it's halal, it's haram to buy and to sell it or to deal with it. So haram to sell alcohol, haram to sell pork, haram to sell lottery, haram to deal with gambling, and all the millions of other businesses are all halal. Haram to eat pork and its derivatives, and haram to drink alcohol and everything that comes with it, and all the millions of other foods and drinks are halal. So the halal is dominant. But the shaitan, especially our young brothers and sisters, this deen, everything is haram. Everything is haram. No, wallahi, no. It's so beautiful. And if you think what Allah commanded to get Jannah forever, wallahi, it's an amazing deal. Amazing deal. Second, following the Quran. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this book, we have revealed it and made it full of blessing. Follow it. Follow it. And have fear of Allah, you will get the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. The main word here is فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, follow it. We are excellent in reading, excellent in listening, excellent in memorizing. But when it comes to following, hesitant. Huffaz, hundreds, excellent, don't get me wrong, amazing. What's next? Next. He has to understand what he memorized and apply. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكْ لِيَدَّبَّرُ. The main reason for the revelation of this book is to ponder. So all these listening, hearing, memorizing are means to get to the purpose. They are means to get to the purpose. They're all rewarding, very rewarding. But at the end of the day, there's a purpose, there's a goal I have to achieve from all this. And that's the reason for the revelation of this book. Following the Quran will make us gain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the mercy of Allah is very close to the people who are doing ihsan. To the people who are doing ihsan. Ihsan with the parents, ihsan with the family, ihsan with the neighbors, ihsan with the non-Muslim, ihsan with the animals, ihsan with anybody. Allah said, my rahmah is very close to the people who do ihsan. Just because of the time, I'm going to run through the rest, inshaAllah ta'ala. Even in divorce, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, have you ever heard about our divorce cases? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Either you keep her with ma'ruf, or you let her go with ihsan. Even divorce has to be with ihsan. Not, you know, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to you. No, يا أخي. لا تنسوا الفضل بينكم. Allah said in the Quran, do not forget about what happened between you for all these years. Subhanallah. When we are being tested, ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. When we are being tested and we are being patient, Allah said, أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. يا الله. The rahmah of Allah will descend upon the people who are patient when they are hit by a calamity. And I left this way to earn the rahmah to the end, so most of you are here. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. The most merciful has mercy on the ones who are merciful. Show mercy to those who are on earth, the one above the heavens will show mercy upon you. Mercy on your spouse, my sister, mercy on your husband, my brother, mercy on your wife, mercy on our children. Mercy on our children is by teaching them the deen. Wallahi ya akhwan, the only thing that you could leave with your, you know, when we always say, and I repeat this a lot, I am working hard to secure my kid's future, right? Very common term. My kid and your kid future is either Jannah or Nar. It's either heaven or hell. That is the future. That's the real future. Rahmah upon the children. Rahmah upon the people who work for you. Rahmah upon your neighbors. Rahmah upon everyone that you know. Even Rasulullah ﷺ told us the rahmah on the animals, and we know so many ahadith that people went to Jannah just by being kind and merciful upon animals. ارحم من في الأرض. Have mercy upon the people on earth or upon the creation on earth. The one above the heaven will have mercy upon you. And he told us in the hadiths in Bukhari, من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Whomsoever does not show mercy will not receive mercy. Whomsoever does not show mercy will not receive mercy. Let me give you something practical. There are many ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and he alayhi salatu wa sallam made dua of rahmah. Can you imagine? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua of rahmah for these kind of people. I'll mention them quickly. Number one, which is something we can do ourselves for every married couple. رحم الله امرئ قام من الليل فصلى ثم أيقظ زوجته. Allah, as if Rasulullah is saying, Ya Allah, have mercy on that household. Have mercy on that man that woke up in the middle of the night to perform tahajjud and he woke up his wife. Have mercy on that woman that she woke up in the middle of the night to pray tahajjud and she woke up her husband. Imagine the rahmah of Allah will descend upon the people who are waking up each other to pray a nafil, an optional ibadah. Can you imagine the reward of waking up your spouse for fajr? The rahmah will descend upon the people who waking up each other for tahajjud. Second, من عاد مريضا, whosoever visit a sick person, the rahmah will descend upon them. And when he sits there, when he's visiting the city, and he sits there for a few minutes, he's immersed in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till he leaves. رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع وسمحا إذا اشترى وسمحا إذا اقتضى. Bukhari. May Allah have mercy on the person, any business people here. He is so easy going when he sells. He is so easy when he buys. He does not pick and haggle till he makes the person sick of that transaction. Huh? Subhanallah. And samhan idha qtada. And when he asks for his money, he is also very easy. Tayyib. We have spoken about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how merciful he is. Is this a license to go and sin and Allah is ghafoor al-raheem? No. نبئ عبادي نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم. Inform my slaves that I am the all forgiving, the all merciful, and my عذاب and my torment is the most severe. Balance. We don't want to be from the people, oh Allah, ghafoor al-raheem, and I do anything. Yeah, what's the big deal? No, no. And at the same time, oh, I'm going to hell anyway. Let me do whatever I want. No, 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 no. As Muslims, we live with two wings. The wing of fear, that Allah may be not going to accept, and the wing of rahmah and hope, that Allah will accept, and inshallah, He will accept. Huh? Those two wings, this is how the Muslim lives. Allahumma arhamna ya arhamar rahimeen. اللهم ارحمنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.